This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to ask for feedback that is actually specific and useful. A practical system for getting feedback that changes how you work. In short, after reading this, you will know exactly how to ask for feedback in a way that produces specific, honest, and genuinely useful responses from the people around you. Be precise about what you want feedback on before you ask. Choose the right person, the right moment, and the right question. Follow up on the feedback you receive to make it count. Definition: asking for feedback is the deliberate practice of requesting specific, honest input on your work or behavior from a colleague, manager, or peer, in a way that produces clear, actionable guidance rather than vague reassurance or polite avoidance. Why most feedback requests fall flat. You have been there. You finish a presentation, turn to a colleague, and say, "What did you think?" They smile and say, "It was great." You walk away knowing nothing useful. The moment passes. You repeat the same mistakes next time. This is what happens when people try to ask for feedback without a real method behind the request. The gap is not motivation. Most people genuinely want honest input. The gap is structure. Without a clear, specific ask, the other person defaults to kindness, and kindness rarely tells you what you need to hear. Fear plays a role too. We worry that asking too directly will seem demanding, or that an honest answer will sting. So we keep our questions vague, which gives the other person an easy exit. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for asking for feedback that is specific and useful, starting today. If you're still unsure what feedback skills means in practice, start with how to ask for feedback the right way before continuing here. Why asking for feedback is harder than it looks. Knowing that feedback helps you grow is not the same as knowing how to ask for it well. Most people have tried and come up short. That is not failure. That is the gap between awareness and skill. Here is why this specific communication challenge catches people off guard. Vague questions invite vague answers. When you ask, "How did I do?" you give the other person no direction, and they fill that space with something safe and general rather than something true and useful. The relationship changes what people say. A colleague who respects you may soften their real view to protect the working relationship. Asking in a way that gives them permission to be direct is a skill in itself. Timing is more important than most people realize. Asking for feedback immediately after a high-stakes moment, when emotions are still running high, rarely produces thoughtful responses. People need space to reflect. We often ask the wrong person. Not everyone has the knowledge or the position to give you the input you actually need. Choosing poorly means receiving feedback that is well-intentioned, but ultimately unhelpful. Receiving honest feedback feels risky. Even when we say we want honesty, part of us fears it. That tension affects how we ask, and people sense it. They pull their punches before they even speak. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, know what you are asking about. Do not ask for general feedback on yourself or your overall performance. Pick one piece of work, one meeting, one specific skill, or one behavior. The narrower your focus, the more honest and precise the response will be. Broad questions give people nowhere to stand. Number two, know why this feedback matters to you. Before you ask anyone else, be clear on what you are trying to improve and why. If you cannot answer that, you will not know what to do with the feedback when it arrives. Clarity of purpose changes the quality of the conversation. Number three, choose someone with real standing to answer. The best person to ask is someone who observed the work directly, has relevant experience, and will tell you the truth. Asking a friend who is not in the room is not feedback. It is comfort. Courage means asking the person whose honest view will actually cost you something to hear. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Define exactly what you want feedback on. This step is the foundation of every useful feedback conversation, and most people skip it entirely. Before you approach anyone, write down the specific area you want input on. Not a general category, a precise moment, output, or behavior. My closing argument in today's client meeting is useful. How I come across is not. Being this precise does the work for the other person. It tells them where to look, what to recall, and what kind of response will actually help you. Write one sentence describing the exact work or behavior you want examined. Identify what specifically you are uncertain about: delivery, structure, clarity, impact, or something else. Note what you already think went well, so your question is about gaps, not reassurance. Decide what type of response you need: an honest opinion, specific suggestions, or a comparison to what good looks like. Example: after co-presenting a proposal with a senior colleague, instead of asking did that go well, you might say, I want to get better at handling pushback in client presentations. In today's session, when the client challenged our pricing model, how did my response land, and what would you have done differently? That question gives the other person something real to work with. It also signals that you are serious about improving, not fishing for praise. Once you have defined your focus, you are ready to choose the right person to approach. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now back to the article. Step 2. Choose the right person to ask. Not every person in the room is the right person to ask. Even if they witness the same event, you need someone with direct observation of what you're asking about, enough experience to offer a meaningful perspective, and the honesty to give you a real answer rather than a comfortable one. Those three qualities rarely all live in the same person, so think carefully before you approach anyone. List two or three people who observed the specific situation you want feedback on. Assess each one: do they have the knowledge, the position, and the willingness to be direct? Consider whether the relationship makes honesty easy or difficult for them. Choose the person most likely to give you something true, even if that person is harder to approach. For peer-level feedback on day-to-day communication and delivery, the scripts for asking for honest feedback from your team in a way that strengthens synergy resource gives you word-for-word approaches you can adapt immediately. Once you have chosen your person, the next step is how you set up the conversation itself. Step 3. Set up the conversation the right way. How you ask for the conversation matters almost as much as what you ask inside it. Catching someone in the corridor and firing a question at them really produces the quality of response you need. Give people the chance to prepare, just as you are preparing. A short, clear request made in advance signals that you take the conversation seriously, and it gives the other person permission to think before they speak. Send a brief message or speak to them in advance: name the topic, the piece of work, and that you're looking for honest input. Ask them to pick a time that works, rather than deciding it to yourself. Keep your advance communication short. 1 or 2 sentences is enough. If the person is your manager or senior colleague, acknowledge their time, and be clear that 10 to 15 minutes is all you need. Example script: I would value your honest perspective on how I handled the Q3 review presentation, specifically how I responded to the questions at the end. Could we find 15 minutes this week? I want to get better at that part, and I think you're well placed to help. This approach does 3 things. It is specific, it is respectful of their time, and it signals that you want honesty, not approval. After the setup, you are ready for the conversation itself. Step 4. Ask open questions and then stay quiet. The most common mistake inside a feedback conversation is talking too much. You ask a question, get half an answer, and immediately jump in to explain, defend, or fill the silence. Stop. The silence is where the truth lies. Open questions give the other person room to say what they actually think. Closed questions, the kind that can be answered with yes or no, give them an exit. Your job in this conversation is to ask, and then to listen, fully and without interruption. Start with a focused open question tied directly to what you defined in step 1. Follow with a clarifying question if the first answer is still vague. Can you give me a specific example of what you mean? If they hesitate, do not rescue them. Say take your time and wait. Take brief notes so they can see their input is being taken seriously. Resist the urge to explain your choices or defend your decisions during the feedback itself. Understanding how to receive this kind of input is explored in depth in How to Use the GROW Method to Turn Team Feedback into a Synergy Improvement Plan, which gives you a clear framework for turning what you hear into an action plan. Step 5. Acknowledge what you hear without defending. This is the step that separates people who grow from people who stagnate. And I will be honest, it took me years to get it right. When someone gives you feedback that stings, the instinct is to explain, qualify, or redirect. Yes, but you have to understand the context the moment you do that, the other person stops being honest. They learn that the cost of telling you the truth is an argument, so they stop. Your job in this moment is simply to understand what they are saying, not to evaluate it or respond to it with justification. Say, "Thank you. That is helpful." Mean it, even when it is uncomfortable. Paraphrase what you heard to confirm you understood. So what you are saying is that my response felt defensive to the client. Ask one follow-up question if you need clarity, but only one. Do not share your version of events unless specifically asked. Example: a colleague tells you that your written update to the team last week was too long and hard to follow. Instead of explaining that you had a lot to cover, say, "That is useful to know." When you say hard to follow, do you mean the structure, the length, or both? Then write down the answer. That information is gold. This moment, acknowledging without defending, is where the real learning begins. I cover this dynamic in depth in Say It Right Every Time, where the SBVI method gives both parties a shared structure for keeping feedback grounded in specific behavior rather than personal interpretation. Step 6. Close the conversation with a clear commitment. Too many feedback conversations end with a vague "thanks, I appreciate it," and then nothing changes. That outcome wastes everyone's time and erodes trust in the process. Before you leave the conversation, name one specific thing you will do differently based on what you heard. This does two things. It confirms that you took the feedback seriously, and it creates a moment of accountability that makes you far more likely to follow through. Summarize the most important point you heard. The thing I am taking away is, name one concrete action you will take as a result. Tell the person when they might expect to see the change. You will notice this in how I handle the next project debrief. Thank them genuinely, not just with a formality. Ask if they would be willing to check in again after you have had a chance to apply it. This final step also opens the door to an ongoing feedback relationship, which is far more valuable than a single conversation. People who ask for feedback regularly and who are seen to act on it earn a reputation as someone serious about growth. That reputation is worth more than almost anything else in a professional environment. For the full picture of how giving and receiving feedback strengthens working relationships, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to give constructive feedback without causing tension are both worth your time. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Remote and hybrid environments create specific challenges when you want to ask for feedback, and ignoring those challenges leads to worse outcomes. In a room together, tone is visible. Body language fills in what words leave out. Over a screen or in writing, those signals disappear. The same words land differently, and the risk of misreading a response goes up sharply. Use video, not text, for the conversation itself. A written request to set up the conversation is fine, but the feedback exchange should happen on a call with cameras on where possible. Tone, expression, and nuance all matter too much to lose in an email chain. Give more lead time than you think you need. Remote colleagues often manage more competing demands across more time zones. A request that feels casual in a shared office feels abrupt in a digital environment. Give people at least 2 or 3 days' notice and confirm the time clearly. Be more explicit about the structure. In person, you can read when someone wants to speak or needs a moment. On a call, silences feel longer and gaps feel awkward. Begin the conversation by saying how you would like it to run. "I will share what I'm looking for, ask you a couple of questions, and then I mainly want to listen." Follow up in writing after the call. Send a brief message summarizing what you heard and the action you are committing to. This matters more in remote settings because there is no corridor conversation to reinforce it. The written summary also gives the other person a chance to add anything they held back. The core process does not change across contexts. Only the execution adjusts. Common mistakes to avoid when asking for feedback. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: asking for general feedback rather than specific input. Why it happens? It feels less vulnerable to leave the question open, because a vague answer cannot really hurt. What to do instead? Name the specific work, moment, or behavior before you ask a single question. Specificity is what makes feedback useful. The mistake: asking immediately after the event, before anyone has had time to reflect. Why it happens? The moment feels right because everything is fresh, and waiting feels unnecessary. What to do instead? Give it at least a few hours, or request a time the following day. Reflection produces better insight than immediate reaction. The mistake: defending yourself when the feedback is uncomfortable. Why it happens. It is instinct. An honest critique triggers the same response as a personal attack. What to do instead? Write down what you hear before you respond to any of it. The notes slow down the impulse to react. The mistake. Asking the most comfortable person rather than the most qualified one. Why it happens. We choose people who are likely to be kind because honesty feels risky. What to do instead? Ask yourself who has the clearest view of the work and the most relevant experience. Then approach that person, even if it takes more courage. The mistake. Never following up after receiving the feedback. Why it happens. Life moves fast. The conversation happens and then gets buried under the next task. What to do instead? Set a reminder to return to feedback within 48 hours. Apply one change. Then tell the person what you did. The word-for-word script for giving constructive feedback at work article also offers language you can adapt for closing these feedback loops. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist for asking for feedback. Use this checklist before you begin and after each cycle. I have identified the specific work, moment, or behavior I want feedback on. I know what I'm trying to improve and why it matters to me. I have chosen a person with direct observation and relevant experience. I have sent a brief advance request naming the topic and asking for a specific time. I have prepared 2 or 3 focused, open-ended questions. I have committed to listening without interrupting or defending. I have a way to take notes during the conversation. I know how I will acknowledge the feedback without justifying my choices. I am ready to name one specific action I will take based on what I hear. I have planned a follow-up check-in to close the loop. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a real process for asking for feedback, not just the intention to do it. The difference between people who grow steadily and people who stay stuck is rarely talent. It is whether they have a system for getting honest input and the courage to act on it. Here is what this process gives you. Define exactly what you want feedback on before you approach anyone. Choose the right person based on observation, experience, and honesty, not on comfort. Set up the conversation with a clear, specific advance request. Ask open questions inside the conversation and then stay quiet. Acknowledge what you hear without explaining or defending. Close with one concrete commitment and a follow-up plan. Adapt the approach for remote settings by using video and adding more structure. The natural next step is to look at how feedback works from both sides. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides gives you a clear framework for structuring the feedback you give to others. And if you want to go deeper into the full feedback conversation, including the scripts and the psychology behind why they work, Say It Right Every Time is the place to go. This much I know for certain: the people who learn to ask for feedback well and act on what they hear do not just improve at their jobs, they become the kind of colleagues everyone wants in the room. Frequently asked questions. How do you ask for feedback at work effectively? Ask for feedback at work by being specific about what you want input on, choosing the right person and moment, and giving the other person time to prepare. Vague requests produce vague answers. The more focused your question, the more useful the response you will receive. What is the best way to ask for feedback from your manager? The best way to ask for feedback from your manager is to name a specific piece of work or behavior, ask a focused question about it, and request a dedicated time rather than catching them off guard. Preparation on both sides leads to far more honest and useful conversations. How do you ask for feedback without sounding needy or insecure? Frame your request around growth and improvement, not reassurance. Say what you are working on and why you value their perspective. Confident people ask for feedback regularly because they know it makes them better, not because they need approval. How often should you ask for feedback at work? Most people benefit from asking for feedback at the end of a significant project, after a key presentation, or once a month as a regular practice. Waiting for formal reviews means going months without the input you need to improve and course correct in real time. What questions should you ask when requesting feedback? Ask focused, open-ended questions such as, what one thing could I have done differently? Where did my communication break down? Or what would have made this more effective? Avoid yes or no questions. Specific questions give the other person permission to be genuinely honest. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.